Jim. DRKO4NUE. Hey, Tom, how are you?
Yeah, I thought you'd disappeared off the face of the earth. Bernice was here, and I was getting ready to make some French cookies, but she said to tell you she needed her pan back.
Wait, we've got some food to go in it. We are in the middle of cooking a tray to go with it, so I could bring it over maybe tomorrow, but we've got the hash brown casserole done, but doesn't have the rest of it done. I knew this would happen. Can you wait until tomorrow so I can bring it back with food?
Oh, absolutely. Bernice is sitting over here, Chad. She said that'd be fine. It's not that urgent a thing. It's just one she has a lid for, right, Mom? Yeah, something like that.
We're getting ready for all of the country ham and hash brown casserole. It's difficult to get some of the stuff we need for the Christmas meal. We've tried a couple of times, but we've got the rest of stuff that the hash brown casserole, we've got a certain brand we use that doesn't water up when you cook it. So I will be over there tomorrow to bring that back with food. That was going to be my Christmas surprise, but you beat me to the punch. KO4NUE and N0TR.
Fine, Chad. Wednesday's the only day I got anything. I got to go take the truck down, get the Earl changed in it down at Duncan. Other than that, no other appointments all week that I know of.
Sorry. What would be a good time tomorrow to drop this by?
You know, like Chad, that'd be great. I'm not doing a whole lot of moving. I kind of messed up my feet out here the other day. I put a light up, and I spent a little bit of time on a step ladder. Not long, but my feet don't like that. So I'm trying to stay off of them today, and I just walked out back there for a little bit and visited with the chickens and made sure they were fed all right. And we went to Aldi's and Walmart's. Unfortunately, Walmart's not our favorite place, but we went by there this morning and stopped by Lowe's on the way home and just goofing off now. How you been?
Loaded question. I got a lot to talk to you about, but not sure I want to discuss it here. I thought maybe I could spend a little time with you tomorrow and kind of discussing, you know, kind of what's going on, if that's all right.
We would most surely love that, yes. Any time is fine, Chad. Let's see. Nothing else going on that I can think of. I updated my beverage antenna a little bit, but it still ain't working right as far as I'm concerned. But we'll have to see. Haven't made any exotic contacts yet. I talked to an old boy in Poland last night. Sierra Papa 9 MQA for, probably 5 or 10 minutes on 40. But other than that, just run a few on 160 CW over the weekend. And other than that, last night the bands were just dead as far as what I could see.
Well, good. Well, I'll swing by there tomorrow. But one thing I want to discuss with you when I come by tomorrow is da. KO4NUE. I'll be clear on your final, sir.
No, it is. You spelled Tom. Is that in your top secret compartment of crypto?
Letting you know, I've been studying, and I just want to talk with you about a few things, kind of where to go next. When I get this down. So I had a interesting thing happen the other day, which reminds me, I'm bringing your, well, I'll just discuss it tomorrow. So I've got me a, what do you call it, an oscillator practice, where I can practice and actually hear without transmitting into the radio. So I have been practicing like a, you know, a madhouse, and it's bothering Anna. It really is. So I was practicing the other day, and I could tell she was getting aggravated with it. So I said, well, let me go ahead and learn to spell her name, so when she comes in here and gets on me, I can say, hey, look, honey, I'm learning to spell your name. So sure enough, she did. She came in here, and I said, hey, I'm practicing. Here's your name. Here's, you know, did-da, da-did, did-da. And she said, honey, that's great. She said, I've got another word you can learn to spell. I'll tell you what that is when I come by. But I just gonna let you know. She's on me.
Well, they do make a thing they call a headphone, and that works good. But I'm sure you can copy Anna's name here, can't you? Now, what did I say there?
Yes, Tom. A little fast. I understand. I got the first of it, but that's it. But that's kind of what I want to talk. Where you want to come by is some problems I've encountered, and it seems to be with copying. And I'll talk with you about it when I come by. It's just a lot to discuss now, but I've got some things written down I need to talk with you about, and maybe kind of figure out which direction I need to go, and whether I'm on or off course. I'm just hearing a lot of things and figured I need to talk with somebody that's got some experience with this.
Zen Zero TR. Oh, listen. VE3NF, that would be Canada. He just come on my frequency that I like. I didn't expect anybody on 40 meters, so I transmitted that a minute ago. It was Anna, and I said, hi, which is a laugh in CW. But it was at 28 words a minute, so I really didn't expect you to catch it in chat. Well, you know, every one of us can send real good. Copy in your head's a bugger. And so congratulations on trying. You don't become a real ham one of these days, as KI4DOS said. He told Bob that one day. I don't think it went over very big. But, it's difficult, and it takes time. And, but man, the way you went up is incredible. So if you can do that, you can do Morse code. And I swore I'd never use it again after I finally got there. But now I love it. And it's really a lot of fun and most enjoyable. But you know, the one that Bernice don't like is Ritty, so I don't do it. It'll drive you crazy. Now, Bill likes that in 4IQ, but I don't like the sound of it. But CW, she'll put up with that. You don't bother her. I sat here and run CW last night talking to Poland while she was watching Castle on TV. I just put the headsets on. But you can still hear the code, though, can't you, Mom? Or not? Yeah, she still hears the code, but she's a pretty peaceful gal, and she just dials it out.
kind of what I KL4NUE and N0TR. Just wanted to discuss that with you because I'm struggling with copying. And just wanted to kind of see where you went through with that and what you did about it, because it's the speed. I don't want to get trapped at a speed. I'm trying to learn to copy at least 10 words a minute, and I can't do it. But if I drop down, I can do it intermittently. But I'm afraid that I'm learning the speed wrong. So I guess what I'm asking, and this is why I want to talk with you in person about it, is, oh, never mind. Just let me talk with you about it in person, because there's a lot to say. But you can kind of figure where I'm going to go with this. So I'd rather just get to where I can sit down and see the body language that comes with the speech, too, because that helps me a lot, too. So, all right, well, let me do that, and I will see you probably tomorrow afternoon, and we'll go from there. So I haven't forgotten, and I was hoping you wouldn't call me before we could get it done, but it happened. Tell Miss Bernice I'm sorry, and we'll be there tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, I'll bring in if you want. She just asked me if you'd want to come for biscuits and gravy if he's coming in the morning, but I don't know if I can wait till afternoon for that. That's terrible. I guess I could eat a bowl of cereal in the morning, but what would be your choice?
In the plate is some country ham. I don't know if y'all like country ham, but that's going to be part of it. So why don't I just, we'll just come for gravy in the morning, and if y'all like country ham, we can cook. I'll cook it if Miss Bernice don't want to. Would you be willing to do that?
She might be going to adopt you. Yeah, she said that sounded good, Chet. That's just fine. And we usually eat late, so you want to call it 9 o'clock or later than that, 10 o'clock.
I'll be there at 09 in the morning. That sound good?
QSL, we can do that. And that way I'm not semi-comatose. I'm more or less woke up. I get up about 7. Takes me a while, a little bit of coffee. But one of the things I would suggest is looking in your QST, if you're not, I got it, the W1AW schedule. And they do the slow code and then fast code. Slow code and then fast code. But anyways, they transmitted it 5, 7, 5, 10, 13, and 15. And that sounds, man, that's great if you can get anything at 10. I had a heck of a time, Chad. Don't feel like a lone ranger. So what I did was just set my tape recorder out and stuck a cassette tape in it, and I couldn't put it up. And I stick it right in the middle of my shop. And it was in a boom box that my sister had. And the rule was I couldn't move that out of the center of my shop, where I had to walk around it until I practiced code 30 minutes each day. And so I tried to stick with that. You can get burned out on it if you stick with it a long time at a time. And I like I think it's Farnsworth at 18, the baud rate or the bit rate at 18 words a minute made it so much better for me to learn than learning at those real slow rates. Each bit, like an S would be did it like that or whatever. And but you don't want it did, in other words. But we can talk about that when you get here. So great to hear you. I was getting concerned about you. I hope Chris is doing fine. And say hi to them and Anna, and Is Anna going to be with you in the morning? We can plan for that, too.
She's in the middle of trying to get ready for Christmas break with all of the kids and teaching and all that, so she's pretty much covered up. But we'll leave it at that, and I'll be by in the morning. Until then, this is KO4NUE, and I will be da-da-dit-da.
I was listening to Bernice. See, I missed that, but I usually watch TV and coffee, though. great to hear you, Chad. Yeah, that's fine, and I forgot about her teaching and all that, so I can understand that. No problem. We'll look forward to seeing you in the morning. And let's see. I got that schedule here. If you want that, I can give that to you. So I'll see. See you tomorrow, Chad. 4NUE and 0GR73.